Done.
This is just, I'm sorry?
Taken care of.
Okay. Today is Thursday, June 8th, 2 p.m. Board of Building Commission Accessibility Advisory Council meeting. We're going to start off with taking a roll call of members. Joe Delvecchio.
Present.
Silva Miller.
Here.
Beth Meyer. Beth Meyer. Okay. Paul Vixney.
Here.
Allison Klein.
Here.
Stan Arzenta.
Yeah, here.
And Darlene Lible Crow. All right, well, we have five of the seven members, so we do have a quorum, and we'll go ahead and get started. I'm Chip Sellers. The other members of staff on the line are...
Mom and Donnie.
You don't mind identifying yourself.
Mom and Donnie.
Justin Vogel.
Jim Hammers.
I'm Campbell.
Unmuted.
Jim Hammers.
All right, next we'd like to review and approve the meeting minutes.
The agenda.
Excuse me.
This is Beth Mott. This is Beth Meyer. I've joined the meeting. I just wanted to announce myself.
Great. Thank you, Beth. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Mo, you were saying?
Yeah, you need to approve the agenda first.
Yeah, okay. Can we have a vote to approve today's agenda?
Aye.
Aye.
Or can we have somebody nominate? I'm sorry.
I'll make a motion to approve today's agenda.
I second that motion.
All right, Beth made the motion, and Joe seconded the motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All approved. Now that we have the agenda approved, let's go to the minutes from the April 3rd, 2023 minutes. Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
Hi, Paul Vixney, move that we approve those minutes.
Joe DeVecchio seconds.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Minutes are approved. Mo, would you please give us the commission's actions on the April 2023 waivers?
Yeah, the commission actions on these waivers were consistent of the council actions, and so they're all good. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo. Do we have any of the applicants online or any public that would like to be recognized for the phone call?
Robert Benbow.
Do we have any members of the public that would like to be recognized that will be speaking on behalf of the waivers? All righty. Well, none being heard, we will move to the first waiver, which is Alami New Generation to LLC, waiver number 609. The issue is vertical accessibility of the second floor. The project type is a change of use, and the project progress is completed. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of a historic office building. 88 with 924 square feet. Project consists of changing the use of the existing law office into a retail smoke shop. The smoke shop will be located on the second floor, and the only access to it is via a set of stairs. According to the applicant, no work is being performed on the building, and the waiver was requested because of the change of use. The applicant has provided documentation confirming the historical significance of the property. Note the applicant represents that the project in question is merely a change of use from law office into retail smoke shop. Since no work is being performed on the building, nothing has triggered any requirement for the applicant to provide vertical accessibility to the second floor. Staff recommends granting the request for a waiver for vertical accessibility to the extent it has been made necessary. Do we have a motion, or would anybody like to discuss the...
Yes, I have a question.
Sure.
This is Allison Klein. My question is if it's not required for them to provide, to request a waiver, why are we reviewing this?
Oh, the building department, the local building department, made them basically apply for a waiver.
Okay.
Anybody else?
I recommend that we consider approving their request based on historical nature.
Okay.
I can agree with you.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay. The waiver is approved. Next, we have Arena Properties, LLC, waiver 605. Issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. Project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. Project progress and plan review. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of a two-story building of 7,977 square feet. The existing building is a hotel which is being converted into a retail store. The proposed alteration will consist of replacing the existing storefront partition, wall, exterior door, and plumbing fixtures with new products and material at a cost of $119,600. The building was built in the 1920s with concrete perimeter walls and interior wood frame construction. The design professional for the project stated that it would not be feasible to install an elevator or lift in the building due to the limited size of the lot and the fact that erecting an elevator pier would be impossible without compromising the structural integrity of the structure of the second floor joists and restricting necessary egress paths. The applicant alleges that the hardship is caused by a condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owners in general. Staff recommends granting the request for a waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of technical infeasibility. Is there any discussion on the waiver? Would anybody like to make a motion on the waiver?
I, Paul Vixney, move that we grant on the grounds of technical infeasibility.
This is Allison Klein. I'll second that.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed? All right. Well, that waiver is approved, and we'll move on to the last waiver. Americano Studio, waiver 592. The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. The project type is alteration to an existing building or facility. Project progress and plan review. Cost compliance. Compliance estimate and amount spent on accessible features is $32,900. Project construction cost construction over the past 3 years is $750 with an economic hardship threshold of 79%. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of a television and radio studio with 5,050 square feet. At this time, the applicant is proposing to only renovate the first floor of the building. According to the design professional for the project, the second floor will not be occupied and access to it will be prohibited using deadbolts to be installed at the existing doors to the available stairs. Furthermore, signage will not be placed on the doors, which will verify access. The project cost is $41,750 for the alteration. Proposed alteration will consist of interior framing, exterior remodeling, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, new finishes, and fixtures. The applicant has submitted two cost estimates of $32,900 and $45,890 for a lift. The applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for a waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship. Is there any discussion on this waiver? All right. Do we have a motion to approve the waiver?
This is Sila Miller. I move to approve this waiver based on the financial hardship, economic hardship.
Okay. Do we have a somebody second that motion?
Paul Dixney seconds.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right. Well, that waiver is approved as well. Does anybody else have any comments or anything they would like to discuss?
Sure. This is Justin Vogel. I just wanted to chime in because I know that we at least have one person who's connected to one of these projects on the call with us, and just clarify that these are all recommendations by the council to grant approval, that and final action will be taken by the Florida Building Commission at its June meeting later this month, and orders will be rendered based on the commission's action. Thank you.
Thank you, Justin. All right. With no other comments, we will stand adjourned. And it is 2:13.
Thank you.
Everyone,
thank
have
you,
a good
everybody.
Day.
Take care, everyone.